Okay, let's be real for a sec. Most resumes, they're kind of like, ugh, a total snooze fest, right? Just a dry list of jobs and like what you're supposed to do with those jobs. But today, we're diving into a resume that's different. Christopher Mastow's resume. This isn't just a resume. This is like a masterclass in showing how important those human skills are
Oh, interesting.
in a tech world, you know?
I mean, you see it all the time, right? People think, oh, tech, just gotta have the coding skills. But with Masto, what's so cool is you see his career, right? Solo consultant, then leading huge teams at Google. And it proves something. It's not just about what you can do on your computer, it's about how you work with people to get that stuff done.
And that's got to be extra important at a place like Google,
Right?
where it's like a million moving pieces.
Totally. And you can see that right from the start with Masto. Look at his early career. He's working as a solo consultant with Apple.
Whoa, hold on. Talk about high stakes. You're just one person
One person.
going into Apple. It's the communication skills alone.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta be
You
good.
have to be top-notch.
But then, watch this. He doesn't just stay in that solo lane. He goes and builds teams, leads them, and media math, and then boom, Google.
So he's got this range. He can be the solo expert, but also like wrangle a whole team. Okay, so this is what gets me. I'm looking at his skills section, and usually it's all the tech stuff, right? Like proficient in blah, blah, blah coding language.
You can rattle them off in your sleep.
Exactly. But Masto, he's got that. But then he's got stuff like problem solving in fast-paced environments, coaching and mentoring. It's like he knew what every team needs before he even applied.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That right there, that's him showing adaptability,
Ooh, okay.
emotional intelligence.
Makes sense.
That stuff is gold.
Yeah, no matter what you do.
No matter what you do, he's not just saying, I can code. He's saying, I can code while leading your team through a four-alarm fire, mentoring the new guy, and making sure everyone's still on track.
That's powerful.
That's Masto.
Okay, so we're talking Google now.
This is where it gets real.
Because it's not like, oh yeah, fix this little bug. This is Google,
Like,
their
exactly.
global impact.
This is Masto's working on Google scale stuff.
Okay, like what? Give me an example.
So think about their archival storage.
Massive amounts of data.
Or the internal tools. Google engineers, tens of thousands of them.
They all need those tools.
All depending on what Masto's team builds.
Talk about pressure.
No
If
kick.
that stuff goes down, the internet might actually break.
That's the thing, right? You need serious technical chops just to be considered for that kind of role.
Which he obviously had. But then, how do you measure success when it's that high stakes?
That's where the soft skill, or what I like to call power skills, they make all the difference.
Okay, so we got to go to the performance reviews then, see how that plays out.
100%. And one thing pops up right away. Someone, I think it was a manager, said Masto, can ease tensions in a room effectively.
Interesting, because when you're talking about that kind of pressure, tension's got to be running high.
Oh, for sure.
Someone who can like de-escalate that's valuable.
And it's not just keeping the peace either. Same review, it also said, great technical judgment, which he's quick to share in an approachable and clear manner.
So he's not just a genius over in the corner, he's bringing people along with him.
Sharing in the knowledge, but doing it in a way that works.
Makes sense. You see this pattern. It's not a one-time thing.
Oh, I know,
I was
right?
looking through the reviews, and it's respect, consideration, diplomatic,
Keeps coming up.
from managers, peers, even the people reporting to him.
That's how you know it's real.
Totally. Oh, and this one killed me.
Which one?
Chris does all the things. What does that even mean at Google? It's too much for one person to do everything.
I think it speaks to not just Masto's own skills, but his ability to recognize everyone else's. Like, he gets stuff done, but he also understands how everyone else makes that possible.
He sees the whole picture.
And he values it. He's the leader who empowers his team.
Not just barking orders.
He's in the trenches with them, figures out the problems,
That's
and
good.
then what?
And then brings everyone together, gets them aligned.
To actually ship the product, launch the thing, whatever it
That's
is.
exact. So it's almost like being a tech genius isn't enough. You have to be a genius about the people involved in tech.
100%. That's what we're seeing here.
Which is such a good lesson for anybody, no matter what you do.
Absolutely. And there's a great example of this. Remember how we were talking about Masto at MediaMath?
Yeah, before Google.
Right. He spearheaded this huge shift.
What was it?
Moving them over to service-oriented architecture.
Okay, and for those of us who aren't, like, coding experts.
Right, basically a whole new way of building and running their systems.
Okay, big change.
Huge.
So how do you pull that off?
Well, he didn't just, like, tell everyone to do it.
Because that never works.
Exactly.
People get upset.
He recognized the need, mm-hmm. got the team on board, built consensus,
right.
and then led the transition smoothly.
So he's not just...
And then later on, at Google, same thing, but with agile methodologies.
Right, so he's got this pattern.
He sees where things are going, and he figures out the best way to, like, navigate the current...
Love that analogy. And that's a skill in itself. It's kind of like... You see someone killing it at that level at Google.
Yeah.
You think, okay, what do you do, right? What can we learn from this guy, right?
Right, because we all want those superpowers.
Totally.
And it's easy to look at a resume like this and just think, oh, he's just good at everything.
He's got the magic touch.
Yeah, but if we really dig in, there are some clear takeaways here.
Okay, good. Lay it on us.
So, takeaway number one, technical skills. They matter.
Gotta have them.
You gotta have them, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're like the baseline.
Okay, what do you mean?
Like you need them to get in the game.
Well,
but they don't automatically make you a star player.
Okay, so like Masto's coding skills.
Yeah.
That got his foot in the door.
Exactly. That was the price of admission.
But he didn't stop there.
No way. He had those skills, but then he layered on all this other stuff.
The human stuff.
Exactly. Working with people, leading a team, inspiring folks.
Which brings us to takeaway number two then, right?
Hit it.
Those people skills, those aren't just like a nice to have on the resume. That's our it.
Secret sauce.
The differentiator.
100%. Think about it. Masto's dealing with these massive projects.
Right. Google-sized problem.
But those projects, they live or die by the teams behind them.
Phew.
And that's where those skills come in.
Getting everyone on the same page.
Exactly. Navigating disagreements. Motivating people when things get tough.
Because tech can be tough.
Oh, tell me about it. But Masto, he figured that part out.
Okay, so we've got technical skills as the baseline. We've got those power skills to actually lead the team. What's the third thing?
Oh, this one's big. Mm. Okay.
Masto never stops learning.
That's right. He's got that whole YouTube channel.
Thousands of subscribers.
Yeah.
And it's not just him, like, playing guitar.
Although he's great at that, too.
Oh, he shreds. But he's using it to teach, to explore new tech.
He's always pushing himself.
Constantly. And that's the thing. It's not about being a know-it-all.
Because nobody likes that guy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about being curious, being open to new ideas, and a little bit humble, you know?
100%. Ha! So there you have it, folks. Our deep dive into the career of Christopher Masto. And the three big takeaways. One, build that strong technical foundation.
Your ticket to the game.
Two, invest in those power skills. Communication, empathy, leadership.
All that good stuff. And three, never stop learning.
Stay curious, my friends.
Keep leveling up those skills. And who knows, maybe we'll be deep diving into your impressive career someday.
I'd listen to that episode.
And hi, me too. All right, everybody, that's it for this deep dive. Catch you next time.